Episode 137, How to Successfully Be a Disorganized Multitasker. In today's episode, Sarah Marsh Collins spills the beans on how she's a successful disorganized multitasker. Try saying that quickly. There are some strange techniques here, but it does seem to work. And I also share with you a technique using good old-fashioned pen and paper to keep you on track with your to-do list in today's tool or technique of the day.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the online marketing audio blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the online marketing audio blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and this is the audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. We appreciate that many business owners wear so many hats nowadays, therefore we need to learn lots of new skills if we're going to be successful, and this blog is here to help. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo-Boo, Coochie-Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something different, which is just for you listeners in the tool or the technique of the day. So before we transition over to the guest blog today, let me share with you today's technique of the day.
The online marketing audio blog, tools and techniques.
Okay, you may be amazed at this announcement, as most people tend to think that I'm a real gadget geek, and actually I am a gadget geek. I've just got my Apple Watch, which is well cool. But when it comes to planning my day, you can't beat good old-fashioned pen and paper. Believe me, I've tried from Wunderlist to Evernote, Nosebee, hundreds of other apps available. I still find that the best results are when I'm physically writing and planning, but there's an art in it. So I'm going to go through these three different steps with you today. So step one, first thing I do, is to do a brain dump of absolutely everything. Get everything out of your head and write that long list. Yes, I do that every single day. It's part of my early morning routine. Soon you get tired of writing the same thing down every day, so you end up wanting to cross it off your list and getting it done. So that's step number one, is the first thing to do is to do brain dump everything. Step number two is to then work down your list and allocate A, B or C next to each item. So A is needs to be done today, and you should have no more than four things on your A list. B is like semi-urgent stuff, and C is usually things like projects or non-urgent things. So that's step two, is to allocate A, B or C. Step three is you need to take it one step further, is then you need to take your A's and then prioritize those into order. So A1, A2, A3, and don't just work from top to bottom. Think about what's most important. Then do the same with B's, and I must admit, unless my list is a really short list, I rarely get to C, so I leave the numbering out for the C list, but apparently you're not meant to do that, you're meant to do the C's as well. So A1, A2, A3, that sort of thing. Okay, why does this work? I found that writing a list, I would simply skip the things that I knew were a pain or things that I thought would probably take a while, and you just tick off the easy things so you can get as many things ticked off your list as you can. But the main things would be rushed at the end of the day. This system has worked for me for the last 8 years or so, and it was based on the Franklin Covey method. So basically you start on A1, A2, A3, A4, B1, B2, B3, and you can't skip them. You have to do them in the order that you've put down. And for me, it just worked brilliantly. While I have your attention though, I thought I would also give a shout out to Social Media Examiner's podcast, and in particular an episode called Do You Want More Time? How to Procrastinate Your Way to Success. It's a really, really good article. So if you're disorganized, and if that's in your blood, like it is for Sarah here, who's going to talk about today's article, then this podcast explains why it's not such a bad thing. So links are in the show notes. So there's a couple of tools there. So there's a tool there, which is the podcast, and there's the technique, which is what I call the ABC technique. So check that one out. Let me know if you've got any systems that you use that seem to work quite well for you. You can comment in the show notes. The show notes this week are green-umbrella.biz/137. I'll see you online.
geocacher, podcaster, mother, social media geek, wife. At Julia Doherty is where you'll find her on Twitter.
Okay, it's now time to welcome back Sarah Marsh Collins, who's actually a social mediator and blogger for Green Umbrella. She gives us a bit of an insight into Sarah's world. So over to you, Sarah. I'll let you explain.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
How to Successfully Be a Disorganized Multitasker by Sarah Marsh Collins. There's a saying that's come to my attention recently. A woman's brain is like a web browser with 100 pages open at the same time. I identified with it immediately, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. Anyone who works for themselves will, by definition, be a multitasker. Some people seem to glide effortlessly, albeit energetically, through their daily myriad of tasks. I, for one, can't stand these people. They leave me feeling hopelessly disorganised and unaccomplished. I reassure myself that they've simply been at this longer than I, and someday I too will achieve the same level of poise. It's all about routine, they say. Well, for some of us, routine is elusive, but we're still faced with an onslaught of jobs, tasks and chores, and routine or no, they all need doing. So what are us disorganised multitaskers to do? Sure, there are tools out there that are meant to help us be organised, but in my experience, these tools are useless for people who are naturally disorganised. You have to be organised to use them, which is really frustrating. For anyone for whom this story strikes a chord of truth, I thought I'd share my three tools and my one rule. Tool one. I run a two-calendar system. I'm not organised enough to actually keep both of them concurrently current, but one is on my phone and the other is hanging on the wall in my kitchen above the bin, so I see both regularly. The one on my phone is always with me, so as appointments are created, they go in the phone then and there. Sometimes they get transferred to the kitchen calendar. I'm not always organised enough for that. I try and update it at least once a week while I'm cooking, though. Tool two. I create alerts for the events when I set them up on my phone. How I space the alerts out depends on what the event is, how long it's going to take me to get there, and whether I need to do any preparation for it. If I spend 30 seconds working it out then and there, the rest takes care of itself. Tool three. I write up a list on a Monday morning of everything I need to achieve that week. Then I draw up a plan, then and there, using simple time blocks, i.e. morning and afternoon. I don't always stick to it, but just writing the plan helps me focus. And the rule? You've probably guessed it. Then and there. I'm not organised enough to do it later, and anyway, I'll probably forget. That would be the too many web browsers open bit. So if you are, by nature's design, disorganised, don't try and overcomplicate organising yourself. Embrace the chaos, let go of the associated stigma, and give these three tools and one rule a try.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Sarah, for an honest and helpful article. We're all imagining your calendar now above your bin in your kitchen. Anyway, to read today's article from Sarah and to find the links to today's Tool of the Day, which was a podcast episode from Social Media Examiner, please visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/137.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
That's it for this episode. Take care. I'll see you next time. See you soon. Take care for now. Bye-bye.
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.